Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Zechariah 4, 1 to 14. The prophecy of Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1 to 14. Then the angel who talked with me returned and woke me up like someone awakened from sleep. He asked me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lamps on it, with seven channels to the lamps. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left." I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" He answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God bless it, God bless it." And the word of the Lord came to me, "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who dares despise the day of small things, since the seven eyes of the Lord that range throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel?" Then I asked the angel, "What are these two olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand?" Again I asked him, "What are these two olive branches beside the two gold pipes that pour out golden oil?" He replied, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I said. So he said, "These are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth." My theme for reflection is, by my spirit alone. By my spirit alone. Have you ever tried to start your car on a freezing winter morning, only to find the battery dead? Everything looks fine. The tires are inflated, the engine is intact, the keys are in your hand, but nothing happens. No matter how much you turn the key, without power, the car won't move. It is a frustrating reminder that even when everything else is in place, we are not going anywhere without the source of energy that makes it all work. Zechariah 4 meets us in a similar spiritual moment, surrounded by God's calling, holding the tools of ministry, and yet feeling stuck, weary, and questioning whether anything will ever move forward again. The work is real, the purpose is clear, but the power feels absent. Into that stillness, God speaks a truth we all need to hear, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." The prophet Zechariah, awakened like a man startled from slumber, receives a vision from God during a period of frustration. Israel has returned from exile, yet the temple's reconstruction has stalled. Political opposition, internal discouragement, and a chorus of critics have drained the nation's hope. Zechariah is weary. Zerubbabel, the governor overseeing the rebuilding effort, is overwhelmed. The people are uninspired, but God remains silent no longer. In this vision, Zechariah sees a golden lampstand not fueled by human hands, but by an unceasing flow of oil from two olive trees, God's spirit at work. From this image comes the heartbeat of the message, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." This divine reminder cuts through the noise of our striving. It declares that holy work, whether rebuilding a temple Reviving a church or reaching a weary soul is never accomplished through charisma, cleverness, or sheer will. It is the Spirit of God who empowers, sustains, and finishes what he begins. Theologian Abraham Kuyper once wrote, "When principles that run against your deepest convictions begin to win the day, the battle to maintain your ground must be waged within the soul." For Zachariah and his people, the battle was not only external opposition from outside forces, it was internal. Disillusionment, fear, and weariness chipped away at resolve. Even prophets grow tired. Even leaders doubt their call. But God affirms, Zerubbabel will finish the work. The mountain before him will become a plain. And when the last stone is laid, it won't be followed by applause for human hands. It will be met with shouts of grace, grace to it, because only grace could have made it possible. There is a lesson here for every Christian today. We may be tempted to measure success by strength or speed, to chase progress in our own terms. But the Spirit's work doesn't always follow predictable patterns. He stirs hearts, raises leaders, and supplies strength when ours is gone. And he often begins with what looks like nothing, a day of small things, and builds something eternal. So, whether you are heading into a mission field or facing a mountain in your everyday life, take heart. The God who calls also equips. If he has started something in you, he is not done yet. But don't wait until you feel strong. Step forward now, trusting in the Spirit's power. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what area of your life are you relying more on your own strength than on God's Spirit? Number two, are you despising the day of small things, or can you recognize the Spirit at work in ways that seem hidden or humble? And now our practical exercise. Today, take 5 minutes to prayerfully identify one area where you are facing discouragement. Write it down. Then ask God to help you stop striving in your own power and instead invite the Holy Spirit to renew your strength and provide a fresh vision for what he can do through you. Gracious Lord, we confess how easily we rely on ourselves instead of resting in your Spirit. We try to move mountains with our own hands and forget that you alone make the impossible possible. Help us to abide in you. Teach us to trust your timing, your ways, and your power. Fill us afresh with your Spirit that we might serve you not in fear or fatigue, but in faith and in joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.